The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's Bully Ray, and thanks for tuning in to another edition of the Hall of Fame and Pain Podcast right here on Busted Open. Me and Mark Henry having some fun today, talking about the 30-minute competition that will be taking place this Friday night between AEW and SmackDown. You heard what Tony Khan said via the old Twitter machine. Me and Mark discuss why the WWE is going to run an extra 30 minutes and how AEW needs to respond. We also have Renee Paquette, who chimed in talking about how she feels about Jon Moxley carving himself to shreds at GCW. We also have Lillian Garcia calling in today talking about a new pro wrestling industry-wide initiative called Tag Me In and Mental Health Awareness. A really great conversation, very eye-opening and educational. Thanks for tuning in. Turn us up. We are the Hall of Fame and Pain right here on the Busted Open Podcast. This Friday, their SmackDown is going to run over. They're going to do a 2.5-hour SmackDown. Now, normally SmackDown airs from 8 to 10 on the East Coast. This week, they're going to air from 8 to 10:30. Rampage airs on Friday night from 10 to 11. So that means there's going to be a half an hour of head-to-head competition, I guess for the very first time, between the WWE and AEW. Am I correct? I'm not including NXT here.
Right. So why would you do that, though? Why would you go over an hour?
I'm not positive.
A half hour.
I don't know the who, what, when, where, why,
unless
and how of this.
You want to say, okay, I'm going to show you our dominance. And I don't know if that's a good move right now. I mean, number one on cable, 5 weeks in a row, going on six. And with a volatile world right now, you're going to bring attention to who you say is not competition for you, in which we all know that every time you put two things against each other, the world is going to make it a competition. It's the people that sit behind the computers that wouldn't raise a finger in front of your face in person, those are the people that it's a competition to. And that being said, I really feel like this is not a good business move, because Tony, from the way that it looks, has took offense to it. You stepping on my territory? Okay. How about this? I'll show you. The product speaks for itself, just like Helen said. I can't speak for Tony. I wouldn't speak for Tony unless he said, Mark, would you say this? Okay, I'll say it. But
well, I don't want you to speak for Tony. I just wanted to read the tweet first so we could at least have the context of what we're talking about. So Tony Khan said on the old Twitter machine, he said, I saw you're doing a half hour head-to-head with us. And by your, he's referring to the WWE. So I saw you doing a half hour head-to-head with us. I can't wait to finally beat your main show head to head. It's been a long time coming. See you next Friday for AEW Rampage on AEW on TNT. Vince is basically saying, well, you beat up my son-in-law. Now I'm going to beat you up. And Tony said, bring it.
Bring it.
Very interesting what's going on here.
Let's go. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's effing go.
Because that's what Tony says in the back. Let's effing go. Right? You see him say that all the time. I don't even know what the right way to look at this first is at first. Like, I think you said it best. Where, like, why would you do the extra half hour? What's the point?
What's the point?
What's the good business point for SmackDown other than getting into a fight?
That's the only thing I can see. That's like saying, you know what? There's time and place for everything. Now's the time. Let's go. And Tony's not backing down for no fight. Tony is a businessman, one, but he's also competitive. He's a competitive, tough guy.
This is a
you have
very
to be
much
in business of sports.
That SmackDown audience is going to be there no matter what, Mark. That 2 million plus, it's going to be there. This is a rallying cry, I believe, for AEW fans. The AEW fan base has to really, really come together this Friday night because the Rampage rating has been creeping down. It definitely has been ticking down. That's just the way it is. That's what the numbers say. So I think they're right down around the mid 600,000 mark. So the AEW fan is going to really have to make a point this Friday night to park themselves in front of their television to watch Dynamite, because next week it's going to be very indicative of this little back and forth.
I'm going to tell you why I think it's a bad move. I think it's a bad move because now you're asking your audience to look at the other product. Because you basically are doing a commercial to say, hey, we're on the same time they're on. And they're going to say, well, I'm a DVR the other one, the hardcore WWE fan. I'm a DVR and I'm going to watch. I'm going to watch WWE, but I'm a DVR and watch with the potential of that fan going, wow, that was great. Why would you do that? That's my thing. I just can't see I can't see. There's a lot of people. They say, hey, man, what are you doing? Did I hear you left WWE? Yeah, I'm at AEW. And they go, wow, I never watched it before. I'm going to have to tune in. There's a lot of people that don't know still that AEW is a thing.
Sure.
And not just a thing, but the number one show on cable. So why would you do that? I don't understand. It's just
because Vince lost in a fight. And Vince doesn't like losing in fights. This has nothing to do with actual pro wrestling or sports entertainment. It has to do with losing in a fight. Vince has got to get his shit in. Vince has got to get back. He doesn't like this idea that AEW has defeated NXT. And I'll tell you why I like Tony Khan's comments and why I can appreciate Tony Khan's comments. I'm going to compare it to history. About 10 years ago, 11 years ago, whatever it was, when Hulk and Bischoff first came into TNA, they convinced Dixie Carter to put her show on Monday nights head-to-head with Monday Night Raw. Very bad idea. Very bad idea. In which case, the WWE just beat the shit out of TNA, and within a couple of months, TNA was off Monday nights and back to Thursday nights or whatever. Side note, I appreciated everything that Hulk and Eric Bischoff did in TNA, as did a lot of other talent, because they were there for a lot of the right reasons. But that reason to go to Monday night was a very self-serving reason on the both of theirs part, and I don't think it did. I know for a fact it didn't do TNA any good. But TNA deserved to get beat up on that night because they went into the WWE's backyard. They went on to Vince's turf. You came on Monday nights. F you. You got every other night of the week to pick. Don't come near my Monday night that I established eons ago. So now Vince has Mondays and Vince has Fridays. Tony has Wednesdays. But now Tony decided to go put his second show on a Friday. I think Vince is looking at it as you decided to put your show on one of my nights, even though the show is afterwards. Like SmackDown is from 8 to 10, Rampage is 10 to 11. So now Vince is like, okay, I'll show you to pick a day of the, you know, day, you know, a nighttime when I'm on. And I think Tony's like, listen. I could have put my show on at 8 o'clock. I could have put my show on at 9 o'clock. No, I put my show on at 10 o'clock. I was respecting your time slot. So now I'm on at 10. I'm doing my own thing at 10. Vince didn't like that. He's going to put on an extra half an hour. And now Tony's like, listen, you want to fight? All right, let's fight. I'll get into it with you. And I'm gonna put on the best possible show I absolutely can, and I look forward to going head to head with you. I don't think that they can win that head to head just on the sheer volume of people. You know, Fox versus TNT. Oh well, you know what, Mark? There's something going on social media right now that I did not know. I'm not quite sure you knew. It appears that SmackDown will not be on Fox this Friday. It'll be on FS1. Gabby's blowing a gasket right now. Why? What did you tell us, Gabby? What?
Wrote that in the chat like 30 minutes ago. But
I'm not reading the chat, Gabby, because I'm talking to Mark and we're involved in a deep conversation, okay? Go chat with somebody else while I'm chatting with Mark. So it's going to be on FS1.
Do you
want to
know why?
Right?
It's because of
okay, zip
MLB
it.
Playoffs.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are
Live.
SiriusXM Fight Nation is your home for the hardest-hitting combat sports talk you'll find in the world. Whether it's pro wrestling, MMA, or boxing, join the conversation with us at 877-FIGHT93 anytime from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern as we react to the hottest storylines, most intriguing matchups, and more.
Oh, my God!
Your home for the best all-day combat sports talk anywhere is SiriusXM Fight Nation, channel 156.
A wonderful wife, a wonderful mother, and one of the best-dressed women I've ever seen in my life, Renee.
And the new Cincinnati chili cook-off champion.
You're damn right. I'm working on it.
Renee, how are you this morning?
What kind of chocolate was that? Was that 70%?
No, it's completely unsweetened Baker's chocolate.
Wow.
What are you guys talking about? What? What? What are you talking about?
Well, we're talking about making chili. She made chili on her social media. She had that on Instagram. She shared that. You know, I follow her.
Maybe you should follow me, Bully, and maybe you would know.
All right. You're working your way up to a follow on the IG. Don't worry. You'll get there one day. Keep working hard, kid.
Keep working on it, kid. Renee, oh my gosh, man. Like when the world saw the tweet, it must be really hard for you to watch John with the hardcore matches.
Yeah.
I mean the love is there, but yeah, give us your idea.
The tweet was very simple. You must have been watching the main event the other night at Game Changer Wrestling, and you tweeted, "I absolutely hate this." So the floor is yours. What were you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's really hard to watch. I mean, I don't even really know how to put it into words that, like, you know, you're watching your loved one, my husband, doing this insane shit. I mean, just seeing him bleeding that much, seeing his back tore up, it looked like ground beef. I mean, the dude walked in the door yesterday. By the time he got home, I've never seen him look worse. It's hard to watch that. It's hard to see him go through that. Also, he retains the championship. So what does that mean? Does that mean there's more of this? That's kind of where my head goes. Like, what's happening here? It's stressful. It's really hard to watch. It's hard to see him bleeding that much. And, you know, the thick panes of glass, how many light tubes. I'm like, is it in his eyes? Is it in his lungs? It's all this stuff that kind of just goes through my mind while I'm watching him do this.
Was this the first time for you where you were really like, all right, enough might be enough?
Well, it's also like, so I'm watching it from home, and I'm getting the perspective from home. I'm hearing the commentary. I'm hearing Mick Foley. I'm like, I'm kind of into like the show, watching the entire card. But then seeing how much he was bleeding, seeing how much glass there was everywhere, and then having friends of mine that were there message me. That's what kind of throws me over the edge is when like the people that are there that are messaging me being like, I can't watch this. This is a lot. Are you okay? That's what stresses me out. Cause I can still like watch it on TV and there's still that barrier between me and actually being there that makes it a little bit more palatable to accept. But when friends of mine are there sending me like videos from the crowd and checking in on me, that's when I'm like, oh my God, is he okay? Like, that's when it gets stressful.
You don't ever have y'all ever had the conversation where he says, babe, I'm a professional. I do this for a living.
Course.
I've been doing this my whole life. Like, let me be me. And have y'all had that conversation?
Sure. But at the same time, like, we don't have that conversation often because as much as, yes, I can say this is awful for me to watch, I hate seeing him, you know, physically go through all of that stuff, but it is his profession. Also, I understand this profession maybe a little bit better than somebody else's wife might understand. You know, coming from the wrestling world, I get it to a degree. So I don't grill him a lot by any means, but there are times that I'm like, what is happening? Like, the thing is, I want him to go out the door. I want him to go do the things that he wants to do. I want him to be happy. I want to see him thrive in that space. And obviously he is, But as soon as he walks through the door, I'm still in like wife mode. I'm like, all right, let me see. I want to like assess all of the damage. And that's exactly what happened yesterday. You know, he walked through the door. I'm such an idiot. He was wearing a baseball hat for his flight to cover up his, you know, all the marks on his forehead. And I pulled it off, not paying attention to the fact that it was being held on by dried blood. So I pulled it off and it just started like bleeding all over again. His shirt was just stuck to his back. He had to go upstairs, obviously, and like shower again. But yeah, just like assessing how bad his back was, how bad his head and his face were. It's definitely the worst that I've seen of it. All I can do is try to spray it down with some hydrogen peroxide, maybe get a little aloe vera on there and hope for the best.
Renee, you sound extremely supportive, which is very cool to hear because you get it, as you said. You saw what Mox went through in the WWE, and sometimes we're not always happy in the WWE. And towards the end of that run, I'm sure he wasn't enthralled. Yeah. You don't necessarily want to see him do this stuff, but do you think he has to do this stuff anymore?
No, I don't think he has to do anything. It's what he wants to do. And that's the thing. I mean, whether it's him showing up in GCW and winning their title and having these matches with Nick Gage, or he pops up to Defy in Seattle and he shows up there and people aren't expecting to be there. Like, that's the thing that he wants to do. He loves indie wrestling. He loves being a part of that. So I think for somebody with the name and the clout and the credibility that he has, to be in that space and be doing it because he wants to be there, that's John. That's the guy that he is. He's not there looking to be rich and famous and be on TV. He wants to do art and matches that he's proud of. And that's, you know, the ball's in his court to be able to do that. And that's exactly what he's doing right now. So for me to say, hey, I don't want you to do that, or obviously I don't want him to get injured, that's first and foremost. But, you know, for him to creatively be able to scratch that itch, that's what I want to see him do. I want to see him be happy with his work.
Having two artists in the home, you know, and I say an artist because I look at what we do as art, being able to analyze and call sports, especially as it relates to wrestling and MMA and boxing, the way that we do is an art form. Same thing with
Absolutely.
Cooking. You know, if John was to come in and say, we cook too much, let's eat out. Some days that might be cool, but I love cooking and I know you love cooking like I do. So you have to allow people to do what it is that makes them happy, that they feel complete, that they feel self-worth doing. And you seem to be doing that. And that's being a good spouse, but that's also just being a good person.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, like, I want what's best for him, and I want him to be happy, and seeing him at parts in his career when he wasn't as happy and not doing the things that he wanted to do. Like, nobody wants to be wearing those handcuffs and feel like they're not living up to their potential. Like, that's the most heartbreaking thing, is to feel like you're not living up to your potential. So for him to be able to do that and exercise every little thing that he wants to go do, why not? Life is short, man. Go do the things that you want to do that make you happy. I mean, obviously, again, be safe and be healthy. but you know, he's a professional at what he does. And, I hate watching him do it, but I love watching him do it, if that makes sense.
Renee, before we let you go, I know you have a beautiful new baby daughter to tend to, but there was one follow-up question I wanted to ask that Mark said about the reassuring conversation. Like, you can have all the talks in the world, but at the end of the day, you know he's going out there and doing what he does, which is, you know, it's dangerous. What are some of the most reassuring things that John has said to you where you're able to take that deep breath and you know everything is going to be okay?
It's not even so much of things that he says to me, but he's incredibly confident in what he does. And that makes me feel more comfortable and more confident in what he's doing. I know that John's never going to do something that, you know, that's going to put me in a bad spot or put our family in a bad spot. So that's something that I always have that in the back of my mind. You know, like he knows what he's doing. He's one of the absolute best in the world to be doing this. So if that's not assurance for me, then nothing else could be.
Every Monday and Friday at noon Eastern, tune in to At The Fight as Randy Gordon and Jerry Cooney break down the latest happenings and rumors in the world of boxing. Plus, they'll talk to the biggest names in the sport, past and present, like the legendary George Foreman.
This is what we've all wanted to do all our life.
And rising star Xander Zayas.
He's going to go. If I'm going to KO him, I'm going to KO him anyway.
Follow the show on Twitter at SiriusXM Boxing and catch At The Fights on Mondays and Fridays from noon till 2 p.m. Eastern. Only on SiriusXM Fight Nation, channel 156.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
An old friend who I haven't seen or spoke to in a long time, Mark, I'm not sure about you, probably sang the greatest rendition of the national anthem I've ever heard in my life right after 9/11 on SmackDown. Lillian Garcia. Lillian, how are you? And thank you very much for joining me and Mark this morning.
Oh, man, it's so great to be reunited. You know, that's what I love about our community and our business is when you see people that you've worked with and kind of went to war with, right? You have this
literally
instant bond.
Yeah.
And reunited and it feels so good.
Yes.
Lillian, before we came back, me and Mark were briefly talking about the Tag Me In campaign. I'm going to really just leave it up to you to bring us up to speed. What is Tag Me In? Who came up with the idea for Tag Me In? And what is Tag Me In really meant to do for the wrestling community, wrestlers and fans alike?
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, I love this initiative. I've been all about, you know, speaking about our adversities and mental health and all that ever since I even started Chasing Glory, you know, when diving into these deep stories and finding out what people are going through. And I think it's so important, especially, you know, when I got approached to tag in, you know, the whole week of Mental Health Awareness Week was last week. And we were like, oh, my God, if we're going to do this, we got to hurry up. And it is an initiative to not have a face representing this. It's not having a company representing this. It is the wrestling community, which is so extremely amazing. The fact that the wrestling community is the first sports entity to actually do a PSA on mental health. And I think that that is tremendous. And it just goes to show what the wrestling community is all about. The fact that these superstars from all over, from every different company, were able to go ahead and say, yes, let's unite and let's do this and let's be vulnerable. Let's be vulnerable for the purpose of just letting people know that it's okay to be at times not understanding what's going on in your own mental health and being like, man, I'm having a freaking rough day today. Or a rough week or a rough month, whatever it is, and I need help. And Tag Me In is an initiative where you get to share your stories and say, look, on social media, you know, out in the world, I might look like I'm a superstar and I'm unstoppable and all of these things. But man, what you guys don't see behind the screen is the fact that I'm struggling with this or that or this. And, you know, and I think that that's what's important. And once we can do that is when people can find out that they're not alone.
Lillian, if I'm a wrestling fan and I see the video on social media, the PSA, and I see Mark Henry and Lillian Garcia and Kevin Nash and Mick Foley and Chris Jericho and Velvet Sky and everybody else that came together for this initiative, if I'm a fan seeing that and it feels like you're talking to me as a fan who might be struggling with mental health, what should they expect from the Tag Me In campaign?
Well, again, it's a safe place. It's also, I feel like if they see their favorite superstar being vulnerable and saying, you know, not at all the time are things great, and they hear some of the stories that are coming out of this, then they can be like, wow, I thought I was the only one going through this. If my favorite superstar who has made it to these levels that I really want to make it, or I just didn't think because I was dealing with this that I could ever make anything of myself, and now I'm hearing that, man, they've gone through all this stuff, but they can still make it, or they can still deal with current struggles, then it gives them hope that we all struggle with something. And the whole Tag Me In initiative is that. And that's why it's Tag Me In United. We are united for this, a great cause. And I think the more we talk about it, and this is the mission, is to have the conversation and normalize it. If you're going through something, it's not like, oh my God, if anybody finds out about this. No, it's great. Share it. We all go through something. So we want everybody to do a video, share it on their own social medias. Just make sure that they tag Me In United. And also, this is really important, trying to raise money for NAMI, which is a great organization that deals with mental health, that has a place. If you are struggling, don't wait, and you don't have anybody to like really reach out to, they have a way that they have help for people out there. So we're raising money for NAMI through Pro Wrestling Tees. They've made an awesome t-shirt, and all the proceeds are going to go for that. And that's until Halloween is when that gets presented to NAMI.
That was my question. I was wondering if there was a individual foundation set up for Tag Me In. But so Tag Me In is actually working with NAMI. And
it's working with NAMI now, yeah, for this initiative. And, you know, we'll see where Tag Me In continues as far as working with maybe other organizations or how this thing evolves. When I got approached and was told all about it, basically it was like, look, this is the first step, and don't really have a whole plan. And I think that's beautiful, is just let it organically go where it's going to go. But it's all about just getting started. And that's what this whole campaign was about.
Lillian, is NAMI setting up a personal account for wrestlers that call in, or is this for their group? And they share this with all of the people that's involved with their grouping.
As far as the money that's raised?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be something. I don't know the answer to that. I'm sure we can get the answer to you so you can let people know in your future shows about that. So I will look into that. But I do know that they are offering help. There's a, you know, I think it's an 800 number or an 888 number. Just basically letting people know that there is an outlet for them, for anyone. If they're struggling, they can call in and they can get help through NAMI.
Lillian, I hope I'm not getting too personal with this question, but have you experienced mental health issues during your life?
Dude, how much time do you have? I mean, that's the thing. People think that things are so great and social media looks, you know, so awesome, but I have had my share of struggles through my own adversities. And look, that's why even just currently, you know, the pandemic was so hard on me. And then having to move twice where I didn't want to move, and the situations were you know, one place had mold, and this, we lived out of a suitcase for 5 months. And, you know, during the pandemic, to be living in friends' houses and hotels was just disruptive. But then on top of that, my mom gets cancer, and then having to be her full-time caretaker. And then I lost her in March of this year. So it just got stacked and stacked and stacked. And it got to the point where I was literally on my knees and just crying my eyes out going, I just can't take anymore. And that's one of the reasons I even put Chasing Glory on hold, was because it got to be so much that I couldn't handle doing interviews and keeping up the everyday schedule. And I think that's what's important, is for people to listen to what's going on in their own mental health and realizing if things are stacking too much for you, take a pause. And that's what I ended up doing. So yeah, through my career, even at WWE, like, it was so hard for me when I first got there. I didn't know what I was doing. I got hired on the spot. My very first day on the job was ring announcing. I had zero training. None of you knew that. So me, as a perfectionist that I tried to, you know, grow up as, which now there's no such thing as perfection, but anytime I messed up, the one that was beating herself up the worst was myself. And that's why I just thank God I had somebody like Trish Stratus. She and I rode together for her entire, you know, time that she was there, was 7 years. And it felt so amazing for my own mental health to be able to get in the car and be like, man, I screwed up so bad tonight. And I was beating myself up. And she would be like, calm down. And, you know, she'd talk me through it, and vice versa if she was having a bad night. So yeah, it's been a lot, but that's why I say it's so important to have people that you can talk to and rely on. And for me, during this time, my husband has been a great, you know, person for me to definitely lean on.
It's not just for people that are, quote unquote, over. Like, there's a lot of guys that they didn't make it, for the lack of correct, a better way to explain it. Some people just, you know, the business didn't love them like it loved other people. And those are the people that need to call this. Like, don't feel like, oh, well, I wasn't over. No, that's bullshit. Like, you know, everybody has an issue. And everybody has something that, you know, that troubles them. If you have something that's troubling, you call this number. Because I don't want to ever see another case of somebody that I considered a brother or a sister in this business or this industry where... golly, where they feel like they don't have self-worth. Like,
yeah,
you know, please speak up. Like, you know, if we could save a life, man, this means something. It's serious to me.
That's why I think this is important. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bubba.
No, you go. You go. I just wanted to know if there's anything else about the Tag Me In campaign that you feel we really need to know about.
Well, I was just going to say, I think we've gotten the wake-up call, and this was an initiative to be like, we can't stand by and continue to watch anyone take their life or, you know, having these struggles and not getting together. And that's what I love, the fact that, again, want to stress this. This is not just one company. This is all the wrestling companies that have come together for this. This is not just one superstar that's the face of this. No, it's everyone. And it's okay, again, to let your feelings out there. It's okay to be like, damn it, I really don't have it together. And I think the more that we do that, the more united we are, the more we're going to be able to help out. And we're not going to have these situations of people feeling like they have to, you know, exit. And I love the fact, if you go on Tag Me In United on Instagram, just yesterday it was posted with Paige and what she almost went through 4 years ago. You know, we almost didn't have Paige here on this earth, Saraya. And she really shares a very vulnerable moment on there. And I think that's important. And that's what with the Tag Me In initiative, guys, just the shirt, raising money, make sure you post your photo with the shirt. And also make sure you—
thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM, Fight Nation Channel 156. The Busted Open.
then podcast. It sends it to their friends and family and being like, podcast. Wow, this is a really cool initiative. And once we start spreading it all over the place, then the message gets, the bottom line is we all are united in this and we all can come together and heal together.
Awesome.
Lillian, thank you very much for joining us today. We appreciate it. Thanks for all the information. I hopefully it helps some people out, whether they're in the wrestling business, not in the wrestling business. I believe that, like you said, this is all inclusive. This Tag Me In campaign is for everybody. We'll get all the information up on the Busted Open social media. I know you have your Tag Me In United. I'm sure it's all over your social media. So thank you very much again. And it was
thank
great
you guys.
To see you.
So
we love
awesome
you, Lillian. Tell your husband you. We said, hey.
I will. Thank you, guys. Love you.
Bye. Love you. Take care.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.